Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we come from this personal section of 2 Timothy chapter 4 in the conclusion of Paul's last letter that he will pen, inspired by the Holy Spirit, to be included in the canon of the Scripture. We're in the last couple of verses of it, and the last couple of verses move from the personal dynamics whereby we see into the soul and life of Paul and into those who were with him and what was happening to him and what he wanted to happen through instructions that he was given to individuals. And now we come to this last part where he sends out greetings. Isn't it interesting? Here is the last thing Paul will write publicly to be included in Scripture, inspired by the Holy Spirit. And who will he actually affirm with a final greeting? Well, here's the first one, verse 19 of chapter 4 in 2 Timothy. Greet Prisca and Aquila, and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus remained at Corinth, and I left Trophimus, who was ill, at Miletus. And do your best to come before winter. Eubulus sends greetings to you, as do Pudens and Linus and Claudia and all the brothers. And the Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. So here the Apostle Paul is giving some final greetings, and we'll be here for a couple of days. I'll read them again, but just a couple of thoughts. Who would be upon his heart at a moment like this? Well, certainly Priscilla and Aquila. Those are the first ones out of his mouth. Those were his faithful partners in life and ministry, and we all know how the Lord used them and used Paul and them together. They would show up at Corinth, and they would show up at Ephesus. I do not know how they got around, but anyway, they had a wonderful life in ministry, and they were very important to the Apostle Paul. They helped him plant churches. They helped him revitalize churches. They helped him encourage brothers. In fact, they had taken upon themselves discipleship opportunities of extreme encouragement. For instance, it was Aquila and Priscilla who took aside Apollos, who was beginning to drift into errors, either out of ignorance or out of influence, but they took him aside to show him a more excellent way. And so here they were, very effective, and Paul certainly always has them upon his heart. You know, there's something very special that we have about relationships. Well, you know, when you get into adversity, you play the game together, you get into a battle together, you get into a contest together, and you're faithful to each other, and you're never perfect, but you're doing your best, and you're alongside of each other, team members together in an enterprise. Well, you never forget those people, and if there was anyone on Paul's team that meant a lot to him, it certainly was Aquila and Priscilla. But not only them, Onesiphorus, whose whole household had been devoted to hosting the church, and he was such a faithful servant and put all of his means and resources for the sake of the ministry. Erastus was now on a ministry assignment back in Corinth, where Paul had spent 18 months of life and ministry there, even though he was never affirmed much by that church, but he kept sending to that church the very best that he could and would, and it would continually be upon his heart. Trophimus was upon his heart, and he wanted to remember him because he was ill and had been left behind at Miletus, which, of course, is not far from Ephesus. Therefore, when this letter would arrive with Timothy, they could go and see how he was doing. He wants Eubulus to come see him, and he wants greetings to be there. And then, of course, he gives greetings what seems to be members of the burgeoning seed church there at Rome, Pudens and Linus and Claudia, and all the brothers that were there in that place as well. So you can see the faithfulness of the Apostle Paul. Here is a man who was large in life, great in ministry, effective, that was making a great impact for the Lord. Yet notice, he always has relationships. He always is cognizant of others. He's always sensitive. He knows what's going on. May God grant to us not only an unending and undeniable commitment to the truth and our calling and our message and fulfilling God's calling in our life and fulfilling the Great Commission and being faithful to the Lord, but may we love one another well. Thanks, Paul, for this great, great testimony. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.